My dearly beloved, we find today a gospel that is very similar to that of last Sunday. Last Sunday, on the last Sunday after Pentecost, we had a gospel taken from the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. Today's, taken from the 21st chapter of St. Luke, roughly is the same speech of our Lord, the same incident, when our Lord predicted two things. One was the coming destruction of Jerusalem, which took place in the year 70. And the other was a prediction of the end of the world, the last day, the general judgment. As our Lord said, they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. And you might wonder, why is this gospel read today, being somewhat repetitive of last Sunday? And the reason is because Advent means coming. It is a season when we prepare for the coming of our Lord. Now, of course, he already came to Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but we prepare to celebrate that event of his birth. We also prepare for our Lord's birth into our hearts. If we spend the season of Advent well, we will experience a great joy and abundance of grace at Christmas because our Lord will be reborn in our hearts. But also, during Advent, we ought to call to mind the coming of our Lord at the end of time, what we often refer to as the second coming of Christ, when he will come to judge. We say in the Apostles' Creed that our Lord ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Judgment is one of the four last things. We say death, judgment, heaven, and hell, the four last things. And when we speak of judgment, we know there are two judgments for each person. They are the particular judgment at the moment of our death, and then the general judgment when all mankind will be gathered together in one place at the end of the world. Now, this second judgment will not differ for each individual from the particular judgment, but rather it will be a reiterance of what was said at the particular judgment, but this time it will be done in the sight of all mankind, all who have ever lived. And that is something we should reflect upon. Perhaps the reason why Holy Mother Church places this gospel today, right after last Sunday's, so similar to last Sunday's, because it is such an important thing to prepare for judgment. Now let us also remember that our Lord is infinitely merciful, but he is also perfectly and infinitely just. And this life is a time for God's mercy. How easily we can have our sins forgiven. We can go to confession, make a good confession. We can receive the sacraments, gain indulgences, and by our prayers and sacrifices atone for our sins. And it is so easy, comparatively, to have our sins forgiven and to have them atoned for in this life. But in the next life, it will be the time for justice. And even though our Lord is so merciful, that will be the time for strict justice. And as our Lord said, we shall have to render an accounting for every idle word. We shall have to render an account for all of our thoughts, words, and deeds of our entire life. And what a great joy and comfort it will be for a good Christian to stand before our Lord and realize, I fell, I sinned, I offended our Lord, but I repented with true contrition. I made a good confession. I sought to atone for my sins. What a comfort to think of all of the sacraments we have received, the indulgences we have gained, the confessions, the prayer, the acts of self-denial. On the other hand, the sinner will dread, will tremble to stand before our Lord and render an account. It is interesting that we read in Genesis that after Adam sinned, God came looking for him and he called him Adam. And Adam was hiding in the Garden of Paradise. And he said to our Lord, I heard your voice and I was afraid. And what will be the fear of a sinner burdened with a bad conscience for his sins when he is called before the judgment seat of our Lord? It says in scriptures that the sinners will call out at the last judgment for the mountains to fall upon them and cover them, to hide them from the wrath of the Son of God. The Son of God who died for them on the cross, who came as the infant in Bethlehem, who loved them so much, but whose love they had rejected during their life. This is something we ought to reflect upon during the season of Advent. As we prepare for the coming of our Lord, let us remember he will come again as he came at Bethlehem. Only this time, it will be in great power and majesty to judge. We ought to prepare for that judgment throughout our lives. And one way to prepare is by judging ourselves ahead of time. That's something we can do, and we ought to do every day in the examination of conscience. Because what is the examination of conscience? It is a self-examination, a self-judgment. We try to see our sins as they are, as they appear in the eyes of God, that we might atone for them, that we might thus prepare for the general judgment. This is a time, the season of Advent, when we seek to prepare to celebrate worthily our Lord's birth. And how should we spend it? How do we spend the season of Advent? Well, first and foremost, be faithful to the laws of the church. We have days of fast and abstinence, for instance, on the Vigil of the Immaculate Conception or Christmas, the Ember Days. Also, to make certain that we take upon ourselves some acts of self-denial, some penance. In addition, it's good to have some kind of spiritual reading pertinent to the season. A book like that of St. Alphonsus Liguori on the incarnation, birth, and infancy of our Lord, or a meditation book on the incarnation, the journey of our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph to Bethlehem, the poverty in which our Lord was born, and other thoughts that come to our mind during the season. Father Faber wrote a wonderful book called Bethlehem. So some spiritual reading to give you food for thought, to reflect upon, to spend time in extra meditation and prayer. The world, as we know, is very busy during Advent. And instead of preparing, it is a time for hustle and bustle and distraction and being taken up with materialism and material pursuits. We, on the other hand, should spend the time as in quiet preparation and avoid that premature celebration by which people are having their Christmas parties during Advent. Advent is a time, as we see from the color of the vestments, is a time for penance and spiritual preparation, not a time for celebration. That will come with Christmas. And just as the feast of Easter is preceded by a penitential season, the season of Lent, so the birth of our Lord is preceded by the penance of Advent. Did you know that at one time there was a fast during Advent? In fact, at one time there was a 40-day fast, just like Lent. It began, I believe, on the feast of St. Martin of Tours in November and was referred to as St. Martin's Fast or St. Martin's Lent. But it was this idea of preparing for the birth of our Lord. Let us then use this season well. Perform some penance, some sacrifice. Be careful to avoid the spirit of the world and spend some time in quiet prayer and spiritual reading and meditation. And remember also the final judgment, because we are preparing every day of our lives for judgment, when we shall one day be called upon by our Lord to render an account of how we have lived. What great confidence will we have then if we spend this season and indeed the entire liturgical year, day by day, every year of our lives, spending the time in union with Holy Mother Church, remembering always that we shall have a strict accounting to render even for every idle word. Think of judgment and prepare now so that when that time comes, we won't be burdened with a guilty conscience, but rather we shall be confident that we are ready to stand before our Lord to render that account and to hear the words, "Come, blessed of my Father." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.